Starting us off, it's Barbara Rainey. You've probably heard of her husband, Dennis. Well, this is Dennis's better half, Barbara Rainey. She's got a beautiful new book called Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife, and comes out in this month of June with all these weddings going on. It may be a beautiful gift. It's Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. Barbara Rainey here on Front Page right now. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for being with us today. Well, a lot of times we call Monday Relationship Monday. We say that the Bible is about relationship with God, relationship with others. And yours is about that. Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. Congratulations. It's a beautiful, big new book.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was fun to see it finally come to fruition.
So a lot of books on marriage, but this one comes from a different perspective. Talk about it.
Well, I felt like it was, for a couple of reasons. One is I felt like it was time for a book to be written by a woman on the topic of being a wife, which seems like kind of a no-brainer, but nonetheless, there hadn't been, in my opinion, one that talked about it the way that I felt it needed to be addressed in quite some time, so that was one of my motivations. But secondly, I wanted to share with my daughters, I have four daughters and I have two daughters-in-law, I wanted to share with them and their friends and their generation lessons that I had learned in 40 years of marriage. So my book is less about teaching. It's less about giving you a list of things to do, and it's more about the art of being a wife, because I believe that marriage is an art form, because every relationship is different, every relationship is unique, and there are purposes that God wants to accomplish in every marriage that makes it unique and different from any other marriage on the planet. So therefore, it has to be approached as an art form, as a relationship that needs nuancing and needs lots of individual attention, as opposed to a relationship that can be followed by a list of rules or do's and don'ts. Hmm. So my approach is to make it much more attractive and interesting by talking about it as a form of art, and something that is very, very important in the sight of God.
So you have six kids and some grandkids, 21 grandchildren, at least the book says. So how many of those are daughters? How many of those kids?
You know, actually, we have right now, we have a pretty even split. We have 11 girls, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 11 granddaughters. So.
And how about of your six? How many were daughters of your six?
Pardon me?
How many were daughters of your six kids?
We have four daughters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, and two sons, and our two sons are married, so I consider them daughters as well, so I feel like we've got six, even
yeah.
though two are grafted in.
So do you have all, I mean, because the chapters begin, dear daughters, so you have all of them in mind and the various other women readers, or what?
That's correct. As I was writing this book, I was addressing questions that some of my daughters had asked me, but also questions that I had heard through the many years of doing our Weekend to Remember marriage conferences. I've talked to hundreds of women, and many of the questions are repeated in different forms and different fashions from different women, different ages, too, for that matter. So as I was writing, I was definitely writing with my daughters in mind, but also their friends and other young women that I know, young women that I work with, young women who I have mentored. So I had this collection of young women between 20 and 40 in mind as I wrote the book. But the topics that I address are really pertinent to any woman who is married at any age, because all of us are on a journey to learn and to grow and for our marriages to become all that God intended, no matter what age or how many years someone's been married.
Hmm. Barbara Rainey, our guest this first half hour of a Monday Front Page. Her book is Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. There's a new song from Mercy Me where the lead singer, Bart Millar, talks about, it's called Dear Younger Me, and he says he's thought of that for years. Is this in some ways, Barbara Rainey, kind of things you wish you would have known?
Yeah, I would say for sure. You know, there were a lot of assumptions that I made early on in marriage that were not necessarily wrong assumptions, but were perhaps partial truths that I understood. I really believed that if I followed the rules and did things the right way, that everything was going to work out perfectly. And it was a misunderstanding of the Christian life. It was a misunderstanding of marriage. I approached it with a to-do list mentality as opposed to it being an art, and that relationships take time to develop, they take time to grow. And so I share a lot of the mistakes that I made. I share a lot of the incorrect assumptions that I made. And I talk about what I learned in all of these different situations from the early years of our marriage all the way up through recent years, because it is a process that is always always ongoing.
Well, one of those things, you write early on about your I think it's irreconcilable differences.
Uh-huh.
And what do you have in mind there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So many of us in our marriages, we know that it's not right to try to change the other person. We all are smart enough to know that. But somehow we sort of subtly think, yeah, maybe I can make some changes. Maybe maybe his bad habits are just because...
Now, let me just say, I think Barbara, disagree if you do, but it seems like women are more famous for that than men. That women
Correct.
More often seem to think, you know what, he's good enough the way he is, but I think I can change him.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think women do tend to get the prize on that, for the ones who do tend to want to be more involved in changing than mm-hmm. men do. I just know that it's not 100% our domain. But
yep.
nonetheless, I do think that we subtly hope that we can change the other person. And what I discovered, and the reason that we call it irreconcilable differences, is that there is a good friend of ours, Tim Muehlhoff, does a lot of teaching, and he quotes this research that's been done that shows that many of the things that we struggle with in marriage are just not going to ever change. So we call them irreconcilable differences, because my personality is going to be my personality for life. My husband's spontaneity, his personality is going to be his personality for life. That doesn't mean that we don't make subtle changes here and there. It doesn't mean that we learn to apply grace and kindness and all kinds of godly qualities to our relationship and how we express our personality, but the basic DNA that he possesses will always be his DNA, and so will mine. And so understanding that there are things about each other that can never be changed brings a great amount of freedom, because it takes the pressure off. It relieves us from feeling the need to make adjustments and make changes in one another throughout the years of our marriage. It helps us say, oh, that's the way God made you. Oh, if God made you that way, then it's good, and I need to give thanks for the way God made you. It just allows a couple, and women in particular, since this book is addressed to women, to rest in God's design, to rest in those differences, those uniquenesses about one another that are beyond changing, and that's a very good thing.
Hmm. Barbara Rainey, beautiful new book. It's called Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. We've got some we can give away. So if you're interested, email me, marketweb.com, include your address. She's with us the first half hour. You've got a line here early on in the book, page 51. You say, beginning is always the easiest part of a marriage, but also the most crucial. I guess building the foundation, is that what you mean?
Yeah, the foundation of any relationship is always crucial. The foundation of any building, any structure, is always the most important work to be done. And so I talk in that chapter a lot about starting off right, of making sure that your priorities are in the right place, and of understanding that God is the author of marriage. God is the designer of marriage. He is the one who brought you both together. He is the one who created the institution in the first place. And the way to make it work best is to go to the designer, to go to the author, who is God himself, for your instructions. And as a couple, a man and a wife learn to go to him together and to seek his wisdom and his direction and his clarity for how we function in our marriage, then we're going to find it easier than if we try to figure it out on our own and use our own plans and our own devices. So that's what I'm talking about in a foundation. It's setting those cornerstones in place that our lives belong to him. He is our authority, not each other, and we're going to follow him and his blueprint for marriage. And we'll be it isn't a guarantee for success, but it's the closest thing to a guarantee that any marriage can have, is following God's blueprints.
Hmm. Now, people might think, well, Barbara and Dennis Rainey, I mean, you know, the show that he's had over the years and all the various conferences. And you guys have just been just a hand in glove. It's just been perfect. I mean, you don't know the problems that the rest of us have seen. So you laugh a little bit even as you're I'm forming the question. So what is it that that's been difficult that you've worked through that people would go, you don't know, you know, don't judge us from the outside. You don't know the challenges.
Yeah. Well, I think that we are all guilty. Every one of us, we're all guilty of looking at other couples, other marriages, and assuming that theirs is easier than ours, assuming that they don't struggle like we struggle.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that's why I chuckled when you started asking the question, because we've had just as many struggles as any other marriage on the planet. And we may have had different struggles. We've not struggled with an affair. We've not struggled with adultery like a lot of couples do. But we have struggled with plenty of other things. We've struggled with all kinds of issues, jealousy and anger, and we've been, you know, we've had all kinds of fights and disagreements. We've had all kinds of difficulties with our kids, health issues, health crises. I almost died a couple of different times early in our marriage from a congenital heart defect that I didn't even know I had when we got married. So we've had multitudes of health crises in our family. And so, you know, it's not so much, in fact, I was just looking at a book yesterday that's one of my favorites. It's called A Grace Disguised by Jerry Sitzer. But he talks about, he is a friend of ours who's written a book about a crisis that he went through, and he says that it's not so much the tragedy that you suffer or the difficulty that you encounter, it's how you respond. And so just because we haven't experienced some of the exact same struggles that perhaps another couple listening might have experienced, our God is still the same God, and he is the one who gives us what we need to go through any difficulty that he allows in our path. And so it's really our response to challenges in marriage that make all the difference. So even if we haven't experienced what someone listening might have experienced, the principles of God's word, the principles of that he has given us for building a relationship in marriage work no matter what the specific situation is.
I know that you've got several instances in here where it seems like it's letters from your daughter, you know, dear mom. So these are actually from your daughters or...
Well, they're actually not directly from my daughters, but they are questions that they have voiced to me in different formats and that other young women and older women, for that matter, have said through the years. And so, and I did some surveys before I started writing the book, too, just to collect some very specific questions from women about submission and about headship and what does it mean to be a helper and all of those issues that women have struggled with for generations.
Mm-hmm. And also, you begin the book, Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife, Barbara Rainey. You talk early on, in fact, it looks like a poem from you called Mystery, and that, you know, marriage and the way that it reflects Christ in the church is a mystery, isn't it?
It is a mystery, and it's one of the interesting things about the Bible is that God uses the word mystery multiple times to describe things, which leaves us wondering what does that really mean. And one of those descriptions in the New Testament is he communicates to us that marriage is a mystery, and marriage is also a reflection of Christ's relationship to the church. Well, we don't see Jesus on a day-in and day-out basis in the flesh. We wish we did, but we don't. And so what we know of him is reflected in the pages of Scripture, and our marriages are to mirror that. Our marriages are to imitate that relationship. And the whole thing is a mystery. I mean, it's baffling to me, and I think anyone who looks hard at it wonders, how does marriage really reflect that? We have some hints on how marriage reflects the relationship of Jesus to his church, to us, his people, but we don't really get it. We don't really know and understand all that's wrapped up in that, and someday we will. Someday, when we're in heaven, we'll understand, when we'll see, and we'll say, oh, that's why God did it that way. That's what he had in mind. That's what he was trying to say to a watching world. But for now, we know partially, as Paul said, we see in part, and much of it is still a mystery. And so I weave that throughout the whole book because I want women to remember that we're never going to figure it out. We're never going to understand it all. And much of it will remain a mystery throughout the length of our lives. But appreciating that God has something in mind that we can't see and that we can't understand and appreciate is also a good thing, because it helps us know that we can't master it on our own. Mm. And it is a mystery, and we have to have God's help and his provision and his grace to be able to do what he's called us to do in our individual marriages.
Yeah, Barbara Rainey, the book is Letters of My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. You've got, it's a beautiful book, and people know when you get your hands at it at your favorite Christian book outlet or wherever you check, but you feature other quotes as well. I know the late Elizabeth Elliot was very high on a book you quote a couple of times early on, Mike Mason, The Mystery of Marriage, mm-hmm. talking about mystery, and that's a great and rich book that mm-hmm. you've got some wonderful quotes from as well. So, all right, we're going to get back more with Barbara Rainey. A few more minutes if you have a question or comment for her. I'd love to hear from you at 723-255-5, 1-800-657-4769. You can email mark@wib.com. If you do, include your address. Love to see you get a copy of Letters to My Daughters.
Woman at the well, I am the harlot. I am the scattered seed that fell along the path. I am the son who ran away. And I am the bitter son who stayed. My God, why hast thou accepted me? Took my sin and wrapped me in your robe and your ring.
Take your business image to the next level. Contact Image 360. They'll transform the interior walls of your business with dynamic wall graphics, or wrap your entire building front with your company name and logos. Find out more. See Image360EC.com.
Hey, Sigourney's Guru here. In the words of the famous Han Solo, may the 4th be with you. And let Cordy's help you celebrate with watermelon, $2.98 each, or strawberries, $1.98 a pound. Meat like fresh ground beef, $2.68 a pound. 3 packs of Johnsonville brats, $9.99, and select packs of Golden Plump Chicken, including family packs of drumsticks and thighs, $3.98 with a nickel and gas rewards. Family size Lay's potato chips, $1.98. Pay the same price for 24 packs of Gordy's water. And $2.48 lands you 12 pack cans of Pepsi products. Gordy's, your home for bottom line prices and gas rewards. Happy 4th!
9. She's got 9 fancy pillows on our bed. And we've got towels she won't let anyone get wet. I don't get her. Cry.
Johnny Diaz, front page, WWIB. Thank God I got her. 10:22, 71 degrees here. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson going to be in studio with us 10:30 to 11. If you have some questions for him, be thinking about those. But right now, Barbara Rainey, the book is Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. And I got an anonymous email from the area that says, Mark, I'd love a copy of the Letters to Daughters book. She says, one thing the author doesn't mention is when we realize that our hope for change and the difficulties we have with our spouses will not likely happen, it is necessity to grieve well with Christ before we're able to give thanks for the differences in our spouses. So,
I think that's correct. And I think giving thanks for the differences in our spouses is one of the ways that we do accept and acknowledge the lordship of Christ in our lives. And it is a part of the grieving process, because all of us are going to have disappointments in marriage. All of us are going to wake up and say, wow, this isn't quite what I expected. And yet God is able, even in those situations and those circumstances, to bring good and to bring hope and to bring beauty into that marriage relationship.
So let's talk about deciding who to marry and then staying married to the person you decided and how that's addressed at all. So in Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife, I mean, do you just kind of pick it up in terms of already being married, or is this for somebody who's considering, you know, do you have advice leading to marriage?
Well, I would say that even though, yes, you're right, this book is about, is written to women who are already married, I think that it would be a good read for any young woman who is thinking about getting married, because it's always good to get your thinking, to get your thinking aligned correctly before you make an important decision. And so any young woman who is contemplating marriage, she's dating someone seriously, or even if she's not dating anyone at all, I had my youngest daughter in mind when I was writing this book. She's 31, and has never been married. And I was thinking of her, too, because I want her to know what to expect. I want her to have a high vision for what marriage is going to be for her someday. So I wasn't just addressing, as I wrote, I wasn't just addressing, although I was primarily addressing those women who are already married, but it would be a good sort of primer or a good picture of what marriage can be. And for young women who've grown up in divorced homes, which are so many today, it would be a great way for her to sort of be mentored long distance in what a marriage should look like and what a marriage can look like when both husband and wife are following Christ.
Barbara Rainey with us. The book is Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife, and a couple of different listeners have gotten a hold of us and expressed an interest in that. Please include your address. I see Julie here, but and she says that she has a newly married daughter as well as one being married at the end of August this year, and says this would be wonderful. Julie, you know who you are. Just go ahead and include your address. We'll see to it you get a copy of Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. So what about the staying married? You talked about infidelity. We have Bill and Joyce Harley with us monthly. We have for the last 4.5 years from MarriageBuilders.com. Their website, MarriageBuilders.com, the number one infidelity support site for couples. And they say, yes, they continue to say, it is possible. You can have forgiveness and reconciliation in a marriage that's better than ever even after that. And yet an alarming 60% of marriages are affected by infidelity, which is stunning. And so what about that and other issues and problems and difficulty about seeing it through, sticking with it?
Well, I think the great hope for any of us, whether that is an issue that we face personally or not, is that God is a God of redemption. And it's his specialty. He loves to redeem and restore. And we see that all throughout the pages of Scripture. We see that throughout the lives of many, many heroes of our faith who have gone before us, that God loves to take broken people and restore them and redeem them and bring them into the light. And so I don't think the specific situation is as much of an issue as it is giving ourselves over to Christ. One of my favorite verses, and I quote it multiple times in the book, is Luke 1:37, where the angel Gabriel told Mary, nothing is impossible with God. And Mary thought that her having a child without being married was impossible. And we often look at our marriages and think, oh my gosh, this is impossible. There is absolutely no way out of this situation. There's no way out of this circumstance. But with God, it is always possible. And so I love that verse. I've quoted it for decades when we speak at the Weekend to Remember Marriage conferences to remind women that God is bigger than our circumstance. He's bigger than any problem that we may be facing in any given time. And if we trust him, like Mary did, he will provide a way. He will provide a solution. I think the problem today is too many couples aren't willing to wait for God to solve it and to fix it and to redeem it. I think we want to rush ahead and say, oh, this is too hard, and so I'm just going to leave because that's how I want to fix it. And we miss the miracle. We all wish for miracles. We all long for those miraculous changes. But too often we're impatient and we don't wait and give God time to work in our lives and to work those miracles. And so we miss the joy of seeing what he can do.
And so who do you have in mind for this book as we wrap up this conversation? Barbara Rainey, Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. This is for who?
Well, ideally it's for women between 20 and 40, because I've written it to the younger generation of women whose image of marriage has been so badly damaged by the divorce culture. Uh-huh. So that's my number one audience. But I also have written it for women who are contemplating marriage, as we talked about earlier, but also for women that are in their 40s and 50s, because all of us need to be growing. All of us need to be learning. And I have a good friend who says that she tries to read a book on marriage every year so that she continue to grow and stay sharp and remain teachable in her marriage. So I would hope, even though I've addressed it to my daughters, I would hope that any woman who desires to make her marriage beautiful and wants her marriage to be all that God intended would be interested in reading this book, because I think it will inspire women to trust God with more and to ask Him for more beauty in their marriages.
Hmm. You know, you got Lisa Turkhurst, New York Times bestselling author and president of Proverbs 31 Ministry, quoted and says, hands down, this is a treasure of a book. And I think she's right. It just really comes across that way. Very classy. It's Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. I think it's going to help a lot of people. Barbara Rainey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right, Barbara Rainey, the book is Letters to My Daughters, The Art of Being a Wife. We've had a couple of folks email me here at markatwib.com. We can give away at least one more copy. So Julie emailed earlier. Please include your address. One more person open to hearing from you. Email me, mark@wwib.com. All right, around the corner, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson in studio. I'll chat with him and open it up, give you a chance to ask him whatever you'd like as well at 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769, or email mark@wib.com.
She's about as clear to me as a mystery.